Amen. Yeah. Right, good job, girl. Good job. Good job. Good job. Thank you. Hey, guys, you know what scripture that song was based on? Anybody know where that's from? Do you remember? What is it?
Psalm 23.
Amen. That's right. Psalm 23. Exactly right. There have been a lot of wonderful songs written on the 23rd Psalm, and it is an incredible part of God's Word. If you ever get in the mood to memorize maybe a little bit more than a verse, several verses at one time, that's a great passage to memorize. Psalm 23, it's an awesome passage of Scripture. A lot of people like to hear it at funerals because it gives so much peace. It's just a great, great psalm. Anybody need a handout? Everybody got one? Okay, cool. All right, for several weeks now, we've been looking at the subject of spiritual warfare. And we've been in a book of the Bible called Ephesians. It's a letter that Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus, and we've been focusing on chapter 6. That whole section of scripture there is kind of like an extended metaphor that compares the Christian life to a Roman soldier and his armor and him going into battle. So God wants us to learn from this. The Roman Empire, I don't know how much of this you studied, but the Roman Empire was a huge empire. The world had never seen anything like it. Stretched all the way from Spain through Europe over into the Middle East, you know, Israel and a lot of other places in the Middle East and even England and North Africa. It was an amazing empire. And in order to keep it together, the Romans, they were amazing people. They engineered roads, a highway system. They had thousands of miles of roads. And in those days, they didn't have the kind of heavy equipment we have today. They did all that stuff by hand. It was hard, hard work, but it was engineered beautifully. And they built these roads so that their soldiers could get from one place to another in the empire very quickly. So if they had trouble a few hundred miles away, they'd have to send an army down through those roads. And how do you think they traveled? Did you think they put them on a troop convoy truck of some kind and zipped them over there? No, there were no trucks. How'd they get there? So a few of them on horseback. But most of them walked. Most of them walked. That's just how they did to do it. And guys, in order to do that, in order to get to another part of the empire and walk all those miles, and then in order to stay engaged in a battle when they finally had to fight, they had to have really good footwear on their feet. They had to have their feet really well protected. Because if that footwear wears out and it doesn't help them and they lose their footwear, they're going to be immobilized. They're not going to be able to fight. You can't. You know, if you're barefoot and the enemy's got good footwear, you're in trouble. There's another metaphor that you hear a lot in the Bible. We're talking about Roman war engagement as a metaphor, but also the Bible uses the metaphor of a race. You've seen that before? He says, we're in a race. We're running a race as a Christian. I bet you've heard messages and lessons taught about the race that we Christians are in. And if you've heard that, you probably remember it's not a sprint. What's a sprint? Long or short? Short. It's not a sprint. It's not a 100-meter dash or anything like that. It's a what? You remember? Marathon. It's a marathon. What's a marathon? Long or short? Long. It's a long, long, long race. Wears you out, right? You better be in really good shape if you're going to run a marathon. And God says the Christian life is like that. It's like running a marathon. You got to persevere. You got to stay in it. You got to be steadfast all the way to the end. It's all the way through life. Which means, metaphorically speaking, we need good footwear. Otherwise, we'll get immobilized. We won't be able to run. We won't be able to fight. We'll be immobilized. What are some of the things that could immobilize us as Christians? Things like maybe fear, anxiety, worry, panic. People get in a bad situation, they panic. Not being able to manage stress very well. Those are the kind of things that immobilize us. And God says, I've got something for you. I've got armor for you that will keep you mobilized, that will allow you to stand and fight, that will allow you to move through life and keep going and not get sidelined and not get kicked out of the battle because your feet sore. You'll be able to stay in it. And it's what he calls the shoes of peace. Shoes of peace. It's Ephesians chapter 6, verse 15. It says, having your feet shod, it's on your paper there, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Now, some people, when they see those words, preparation of the gospel, what comes to their mind is that we need to be prepared to share the gospel. We do. We need to be ready to share the gospel. What does that mean? It means be ready and prepared to tell other people how to get to know Jesus. And we all want to learn how to do that and be ready to do that. But I don't think that's the primary thought here. I think the primary word, the key word in this verse, is the word peace. peace. God's basically saying, you got a lifelong march ahead of you. You got a long life to live, and you need to be ready to endure, to persevere, and you need good marching boots, and I'm giving it to you, and I'm calling it the shoes of peace. That's what God's doing here. So, if you're struggling now with fear, worry, anxiety, poor stress management, this is for you. If you're not struggling now with it, chances are good that at some point in the future, you'll have to struggle with it. Most people do at one point or another. It's one of Satan's favorite tools. He likes to hit us with that. And God says, I want you to have my peace. Now, let me tell you what you need to do. We need to look at these verses. I'm not going to look at all of them today. We're just going to start. But you need to look at these verses. You need to go through that sheet. There's verses on the back too. And mark verses that just jump out at you. Some of those verses are going to just grab your heart. You're going to say, wow, that's so good. That is so awesome. Now, all of God's Word is awesome, but sometimes a verse just jumps out at you, and when you see one like that, mark it, and you know what I'm going to say next? Memorize it. Thank you. The dreaded old M word that I keep talking about. Memorize it. It's hard, guys, to memorize Scripture. It takes time. It takes energy. It takes work. Yes, I know. It's not easy for any of us. It's just plain old discipline, but it pays such valuable dividends. And when Satan starts to hit you with all the fear, the anxiety, the worry, the stress, the discouragement, junk like that, God's Word can come right out of your heart, and you can resist Him, and you can just stay in the battle. Just keep on going. So I've written these things as a way to put on the shoes of peace through prayer, if you look at the words. So you see there, the first one says, I confess that you, Father, are Jehovah Shalom. Do you see that on the sheet? Jehovah Shalom. Do you remember us talking about Jehovah Shalom before? We're talking about the names of God. It's one of the things that God says, I am for you. I am your peace, God says. So we can confess that in prayer. Just thank Him that He's our peace. Look at the next one. I confess that Jesus is my peace. In this particular verse, that's Ephesians 2:14, it says, He is our peace, who's made both one. He's talking about Jews and Gentiles there. He's saying, I'm making peace between you and other people. The Jews and Gentiles were very, very different. God says, I'm bringing you together. Listen, God wants us to have three kinds of peace, guys. He wants us to have peace with Him. How do you get that? Through Jesus. Trusting Jesus makes us at peace with God. Trusting Jesus. He wants us to have peace inside the body of Christ. He says, I'm tearing down the barriers. I'm making you one. And He wants you to have peace in your heart. Peace in your heart. And that's the main thing we're talking about here today. But look at the next one. He says, I confess that you are the God of peace, and you'll soon crush Satan under my feet. That's Romans 16:20. Look at the next one. I receive your perfect peace that passes all understanding, a peace that the world cannot give. You see where I am there on the sheet? That's from three different verses. Isaiah 26:3 says, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on you. That means we're focused on him because he trusts in you. The next verse says, it's not here, but the next verse says, Trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Peace. He wants to give you his peace. And then he says, Philippians 4:7 says, And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, we've looked at that verse before, there will be people look at you guys, if you get serious about wearing these shoes that God's given you, and you get this peace in place, I'm telling you, when you go through a tough time, and you will, there'll be people looking at your life and saying, how do you have that? How do you not panic? How do you not go to pieces? How do you have this peace? And you'll say, God gives it to me. God's my peace. He gives me a peace that passes understanding. I don't even understand it myself, but He gives it to me. And then the third part there is John 14:27. Jesus said, Peace I give unto you, my peace give I unto you, not as the world gives give I unto you. I'm giving you a peace that the world can't give you. You'll not find it in the world, only through Jesus. Look at the next one. I receive the peace that comes from knowing that all things are working together for my good. Romans 8:28. That's a great verse to memorize. He's causing even the difficult things to work together for your good. Look at the next one, Philippians 4:19. I receive the peace that comes from knowing that you'll provide for all my needs according to your riches and glory. When you get fearful that your provisions are not being met, your needs are not being met, God says, I'm going to meet your needs. You can trust me. Be at peace. Take a deep breath. Rest in me. I'll get you through this. Look at the next one. I receive the peace that comes from knowing that nothing can separate me from His loving care, from His love. This is one of the most awesome passages in Scripture. If you haven't memorized it, memorize it. Romans 8, 38 and 39. I'm persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other thing in all creation shall be able to separate us from the love of God. Incredible peace there. Incredible peace. Incredible scripture. Look at the next one. I receive the peace that comes from knowing that nothing can snatch me from your hand. Jesus said, my Father who gave them to me is greater than all, and no man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. We're in God's hand. Nobody can take us from God. It's awesome peace. So there are more verses on the back of that handout. I want you to read them. Take them seriously. God wants to fill you with his peace. And he wants you to have it the rest of your life. Not just a little while. Not just every now and then. He wants you to walk in peace the rest of your life. Guys, it will be one of the most awesome things that ever happened to you when you get filled with God's peace. And you got filled with these scriptures. And he will just overwhelm you with his peace, and you'll stay in the battle. You'll endure to the end, and it's pretty awesome stuff. So I just want you to stay in the battle and have his peace your whole life, okay? Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for these kids and these teachers, and thank you for this school, and thank you that we get to talk about you, and we get to talk about your word and your plan and your purpose for us. And thank you, Lord, that you've told us here that you've given us weapons that we can use to resist the enemy. Lord, I know the enemy. He would love to sideline a whole bunch of us and get us out of the battle. But I thank you so much that you've given us your shoes of peace so that we can stay in the battle the rest of our lives, that we can endure and persevere to the end. So, Father, thank you that we don't have to be sidelined by fear or worry or anxiety or depression or discouragement or any kind of thing that would just get in the way and cause us to feel so down and unuseful. And Lord, thank you that you've given us peace. Peace, 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 your glorious peace. And we praise you for it. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey guys, before we leave, y'all sung before in your life when you were young, maybe God is so good. You remember that little song? Did you ever sing it? You know it? Don't know it? Some of you?
Yeah.
If you do, sing with me. Let's sing it and then we'll... Let's see. The first one is just God is so good. He's so good to me. Let's do that. God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. He loves me so. He loves me so. He loves me so. He loves me so. He's so good to me. Now he gives me peace. He gives me peace. He gives me peace. He gives me peace. He's so good.